matters, but I want to introduce you to someone who has been working very hard on the inquiry herself, who will know better than most about the inner workings of it. Lucy Duckworth sits on the Victims and Survivors Consultative Panel and has worked closely with Justice Goddard in the first year of the inquiry. And I spoke to her a few hours ago, and I began by asking her what her relationship was like with Justice Goddard.
I worked with Lowell Goddard and I found her very professional and obviously had the right credentials for the job, which is why she was appointed. My role is separate to her day-to-day activities, and I'm no lawyer or judge, unfortunately, so I certainly can't comment on that or terms of reference of her appointment, because certainly nothing that I'm involved in, but I have every faith that she did her job to the best of her ability. She was very committed to survivors and to ensuring an ethos was set at the inquiry, which will continue, whereby survivors are listened and heard and are parceled, made decisions that will affect their futures.
Why do you think then that she has felt that she's had to resign?
Again, I think the only person that can comment on that is Lowell Goddard herself. I don't know what caused her decisions. I do know that the media has constantly been attacking the inquiry, rehashing published results that were, published statistics that were published last year about how much she was on. There's been quite a lot of very sad, lazy journalism from normally respected broadsheets this week, where they have been attacking. I'm thinking of articles which have been attacking her as a person or attacking her pay packet. This inquiry will cost what it will cost. It is the third biggest threat to our society, child abuses, and we have to get a grip on it. The only way we're going to get a grip on it is to have a statutory inquiry that will investigate every single institution. That cannot be done every night, overnight. And I do understand why people are so frustrated, because they want answers now, but we have to face the fact that it's going to take a very long time, and that it will, that, you know, the work we do now will affect the generations behind us. And that is why we are working so hard to make sure that happens. I don't know about why Justice Goddard has resigned. That for her to share, but I do know that the inquiry is up and running and will continue to do so. You know, in short, it's bigger than any one person or any one.
And all the reports of her being paid very handsomely for doing this, you would say are unnecessary, unhelpful, and shouldn't really be listened to, because it will cost what it takes, or money is no object in getting this done.
Money should be no object in getting this done. It will cost what it costs. We have to go to the other side of the world to find a judge. You know, she gave up her home life, the other side of the world, to come over here, and she did a very good job while she was here. To muse over details beyond that, I think, is very unhelpful and sideshow from the real issue, which is that the Office of National Statistics yesterday said 11% of women were abused in childhood, 9% of men. You know, the numbers are growing every time we have another survey about this, and we know that even they are conservative estimates. So that is a real issue here, not how much Goddard was paid or why she has resigned. The inquiry has some good, solid foundation of infrastructure set up already, and it will continue to operate. And I have no doubt they will find a very successful and competent chair very soon.
So, but as far as you're concerned, the work continues, you're going into work again today, and there's no change?
Absolutely. The only change is we need to get a message out there that survivors, while understandably will be nervous by this news, should not lose hope or trust in the inquiry. It's the largest one in British history. It's the only chance we have to make sure that statutory laws are passed to protect our children today.
And you've not seen too much government involvement. There's been lots of talk about people at the Home Office getting too close to it to sort of take away from it, detract from its independence. You've not seen anything like that?
It's an independent inquiry. It's funny, the people that are saying that are then also calling it the Goddard inquiry. So it's an independent inquiry. It has a large committed staff of various skills. Everybody has their own task. There are so many strands to it, so many different activities going on. It's very easy to just assume they're just looking at the abuse claims within Westminster or BBC, and actually it's so much wider than that. It's schools, it's churches, it's the military, it's after-school clubs. It's so huge, and it will take a very long time, and it is only right that it does, because we need to really, really understand how we have been in such denial about the prevalence of child abuse, which is present in every aspect of our society today.
Lucy Duckworth, one of the members of the Victim and Survivors panel, who has been working alongside Justice Goddard during the Child Sex Abuse Inquiry, who was appointed onto that team as she came in to chair it, and who, as you heard from there, has been working very hard to get it to the point that it's at the moment.